This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of this show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We have all heard the 40% lie. The 40% lie is based upon the fact that they say that 40% of all guns are sold without a background check. We have pulled that down, actually looked at the study, looked at when the study, the sales years for the study, when two of the sales years out of that study were before, preceded the background check as we have it today, preceded Clinton's background check. We've looked at places where they have instituted universal background checks, like Colorado, where they're looking at like, what, 3-4% of all transactions there actually involve personal transfers that would not normally have had a background check if there had been no universal background check. It just would have been you selling your property or whatever. We've seen that, too. You and I, we've discussed it many times, ad nauseum, to the degree to where I'm getting sort of tired of talking about it. But we do have this, finally. The gun control fanboys have finally admitted that they've been lying about the percentage of firearms purchased without a background check since that was an excuse to call for the universal background check. After 22 years, they're finally admitting that their statistically invalid and event-limited figure, which they were using information prior to the creation of the NICS, implemented by all gun dealers nationwide in 1998, was dishonest all along. Instead of the old lie, now they have a brand new lie. A new lie to push. We get this. The share of Americans who obtained a gun without first undergoing a background check is dramatically lower than previous estimates researchers at Harvard and Northeastern universities have determined. The finding reshapes one of the most prominent assumptions of the U.S. gun control debate. Just 22% of current gun owners who acquired a firearm within the past 2 years did so without a background check, according to a new national survey by public health researchers at Harvard and Northeastern Studies, shared in advance with The Trace and The Guardian. The Trace being Bloomberg's little thing, and The Guardian being from the UK, which is very anti-gun. For years, politicians and researchers have estimated that as many as 40% of gun transfers are conducted without a background check, a statistic based on an extrapolation from a 1994 survey. Gun rights activists had decried that estimate as outdated and inaccurate. The new survey, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, found that the current proportion of gun sales conducted without a background check is about half the figure cited by prominent Democratic gun control advocates, including Obama and Clinton. It also found that gun owners in states that require background checks on all private sales were much less likely to report acquiring a gun without a background check than those in states with no universal background check law. Duh. a potential indication that efforts to boost screenings at the local level are succeeding, even in the absence of federal legislation. Succeeding in what, though? Succeeding in what? So, what's a couple of things? I still contend it's 3.5-4%. Okay? That's item number one. Item number two, where did the 22% figure come from? What's the method? What is a medical journal doing studying this? The data supporting their claim is self-reported. So if you are still a reasonable thinking human being after that little ditty, you would therefore be skeptical about the new lie that's merely replacing the old lie. The other part comes from this. I don't understand what it's stopping. To be sure, okay, I have seen instances where, like with Arms List, a desperado has gone and bought a gun on Arms List. Sure, I've seen that. I've seen where gun shops that have fences and gates and bars and everything get backed into with a pickup truck, and they just throw every gun in the place in the back of the pickup truck and take off. Did they have all of the things in place to stop crime? Yes. Did it stop crime? No. I'm sure that people, without using Arms List, have probably sold guns to people that went out and used them in crime. I'm sure of that. However, just like with any other background check, I don't know what these background checks stop. I don't know what they're stopping. They stop people where they have to do them from conducting. It's an added expense to something you should be able to sell whenever you want to. You don't have to go get a background check to sell a car. A gun is private property, whether anybody wants to admit that or not. They sit out there and say, "Well, Bill, you know it's lethal private property." Yeah, that's why I buy them, because they're dangerous, but it's still my private property nonetheless. It's a legal product. I don't know of anything else where you have to go through a background check to sell it once you have it. I don't know of anything else, any other category, unless it's illegal to sell prescription drugs. I know that. I'm sure there's something having to do with cigarettes, because they tax those, so you probably can't sell those, and they call that, the phrase escapes me. Bootlegging. They call it bootlegging. So, I understand all that, but nobody's told me yet what universal background checks stop. What universal background checks do is they fill out the necessity to have a registry. That's what they do. I know they do that. And so far, that's the thing. See, all of these places where they have them, but they don't have registries, like in Colorado, that means that all of this data they're out there touting, they have no real idea how valid that is. Because how do you enforce that? If I've got this gun right here, and I call up Musco in the chat room and I say, "Musco, do you want to buy this gun?" Unless somebody's there and actually watches he and I do this, nobody knows if that ever actually happens. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't even be that public in most cases. So how do you know that actually happens? How is Colorado enforcing that all of their private sales are taking place with a background check? And isn't that criminalizing people that ordinarily wouldn't be criminals if they don't do it? And how long does that last? Oh, well. There's a new hashtag out there now. It's hashtag the resistance. And when we get back, we're going to poke a little fun at them just for the fun of it. This is Lock and Load. your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The powerful hashtag the resistance has become a rallying cry for the frustrated grad students, the snarky hipsters, and the trustafarian millennials who make up the We're 24 and oh so smart wing of the Democrat Party. Using it is the kind of hardcore, meaningful symbolism which will galvanize Americans to again, or once again, recognize how important it is to accept Gaia's will that urban liberals rule over us all. You know, when they were typing, hashtag bring our girls home at the end of the Ernest tweets, that totally saved all those little Nigerian girls that were kidnapped by those Islamic sex slave dudes. And if you say anything, you know, I shouldn't be saying Islamic because that makes me an Islamophobe, doesn't it? Yes, as we succumb to the fascist Nazi badness of Donald Trump, who's totally a fascist Nazi bad guy because the words fascist and Nazi apparently now mean anyone that I think is bad. It's clear that it is members of the hashtag the resistance who will lead the way in effectively and meaningfully opposing our 45th president, Donald J. Trump. I say that because I have so much fun saying it. Some of these hashtag the resistance members got interviewed. Let's meet some of these courageous heroes who will spend the next few years sacrificing themselves and sometimes putting at slight and temporary risk the subsidies their overindulgent parents give them so they can afford tuition or lofts in Brooklyn, or all to ensure that Trump cannot make America great again. First up is Caden McCaw, whose Twitter bio lists him as John Stewart superfan number one. He arrived to the interview wearing the hashtag the resistance t-shirt, saying it's pre-vintage, with a little twinkle in his eye. When asked, what if the resistance fails? He said, then I can wear it ironically. Look, I had this original thought that electing Trump is like passengers on a plane electing a pilot from among themselves. He stopped a little bit and sort of smiled to himself because he was pleased with that little analogy he just came up with. But when you get on a plane, you understand the pilot will be in command. You agree to that. In our social contract, one of the terms is that we have a voice in selecting our leaders. And a pilot is a technical expert who is highly trained to address well-understood in-flight scenarios using objective factors like airspeed, weight, and thrust, while a political leader works with subjective policies and must negotiate with the very different interest groups as he faces often unprecedented situations. Are they really comparable? When asked that question, Caden considered that for a minute, and then he said, well, Trump is totally racist. Amanda Parsons is a 2015 Oberlin grad and postmodern artist and lives in New York. She's never sold a single one of her etchings, which focus on depicting characters from the 90s sitcom Saved by the Bell in a variety of confrontational settings involving white privilege, the construction of gender identity, and climate change. Whole lot of imagination there. She was finishing a phone call when the interview began with her. She was saying, and Mom, you can tell Daddy that I totally kissed a girl last week, a girl, and I liked it. What do you think of that? Goodbye. Hanging up her iPhone and smiling. She said, my bourgeois parents are totally oppressive with their asset privilege, but their $5,000 a month allowance doesn't mean they can control my life narrative. Everything about me is personal, a personal statement of nonconformity and rebellion, the same as all my friends. And we rebels all agree that it's only a matter of time before Trump's stormtroopers try to silence the voices of rebel artists like me. So she was asked, you think Trump is going to send people to arrest you for your etchings? She said, well, Trump and the Christians probably, you know, he's going to cut subsidies to the NEA, which is totally the same thing. I mean, since no one will buy our art, the government needs to fund it. So cutting art subsidies is pretty much the same as arresting people. So she was asked, you mean since normal people won't pay for your art, the government should take their money by force and give it to you? She said yes, because not doing that is straight up fascism. Probably sexist too. It's definitely sexist too. Some are ready to take the hashtag the resistance to another level. Another Caden Wellington, showed up at Mr. T's coffee shop in Williamsburg. He limped in with one combat boot and one cast, dressed in a pair of vintage camo slacks and a t-shirt depicting revolutionary hero Keith Olbermann wearing a Shea beret. He said loudly, Paul Krugman was right. Donald Trump is turning America into a dictatorship, and since I totally believe that, I think our only option is violent resistance. So I went to the nearest gun shop so I could fight back against the coming reign of terror. It was in Pennsylvania, which was a three-hour drive in the Volvo my mom bought me. Sipping his tea, he liked that. And then he said, anyway, I asked what was a good gun for fighting tyranny, and the gun store owner, who had a shirt on it that I think referred to a porn site called Molin Labe, pointed to what he called a black rifle. When I told him that kind of racist label was problematic, he said, you're one of those. Maybe you should try something a little more your speed. So then he showed me which end of the gun the bullet comes out of, and I bought the gun, some CO2 cartridges and some .177 pellets, and went to the range. And take that, you trained NRA types with your combat rifles, thinking you have a monopoly on rebelling against tyranny. Now we progressives are armed too. Attica. So here we have it. That's what we have. Trump faces a great challenge with the hashtag the resistance, putting up with at least 4 years of this nonsense without laughing himself into a coma. Part of that was facetious, and part of that was factual. And since all of it was ridiculous, I leave it to you to decide which was which. And just remember, these guys, at the same time where they're talking about arming themselves with their .177 caliber guns, they're also wondering if you've got any weed. So, that, I know some millennials, and thank God they're not like that. Thank God they're not like that. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. When we get back, reality is something the liberals are struggling against. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One thing I try to do, simply because I'm a human, is I try to understand the liberal progressive side of the aisle. That's nearly impossible to do until you recognize that they often see reality as a social construct that is subject to being challenged and then changed. For example, throughout the world, boys and girls, no matter what their nationality, they have different toy preferences. Typically, boys like to play with cars and trucks, toy guns, pretend like they're cowboys, something like that. Whereas girls prefer dolls. Liberals explain this with the assertion that boys and girls are socialized and encouraged to play with different types of toys by their parents, peers, and society. So growing scientific evidence suggests that toy preferences have a biological origin. Even studies of male and female primates find they exhibit similar toy preferences. Despite the growing evidence of biological determinism, liberals have managed to intimidate toy sellers into getting rid of the labels Toys for Boys and Toys for Girls. Another reality issue that's extremely annoying to liberals and progressives is chromosomal sex determination. The XX/XY sex determination system is found in humans. Females have two of the same kind of sex chromosome, XX, whereas males have two distinct sex chromosomes, X and Y. This chromosomal reality is seen as limiting, annoying, and an artifact of a patriarchal, chauvinistic society. So liberals and progressives want that to change. So say that you're an XY male individual, but you would like to conduct your affairs in a facility designated for XX female individuals, such as ladies' room. You can satisfy your desire by claiming that you are transgender. You've switched. I don't exactly know how that's supposed to manifest itself, but you switched from one gender to the other. Therefore, if one has XY chromosomes, you can then behave as if you are a double Xer. Plus, there's the expectation of being addressed according to one's chosen gender. The Minneapolis Police Department has a new rule that requires officers to address transgender people using their preferred names and pronouns. How you're supposed to know that is beyond me. When an XYer is arrested but claims he is a woman, I wonder whether the police will place him in a cell with the double Xers. Just how far the Minneapolis authorities will go is in question. Maybe they, too, believe that reality is optional. Another part of reality that liberals and progressives find difficult to accept is the fact that equality among humans is the exception and inequality is the norm. If you were to list the world's top 30 violinists of the 20th century, you would find out that at least 20 of them, at 20 out of 30, two-thirds of them, were Jewish. Now, they only constitute no more than 3% of the U.S. population, but 35% of American Nobel Prize winners. What does that mean? You wonder what liberals would propose to promote equality in violin excellence and winning a Nobel Prize. By the way, liberals and progressives love to attend classical concerts where there is a virtual absence of racial diversity. Then on the other hand, if you look at things, and, you know, I'm just being honest here. If you look at things like Olympic running, that is almost completely dominated by West Africans. Now, there's not that many West Africans out there, and yet year after year after year, they walk away with everything. And the probability of such an outcome by chance is all but zero. So it must be a reality, namely genetic, physiological, and biomechanical characteristics that cause those guys from that region of the world to excel in that sport. Now, you notice that none of them are swimmers. No pun intended. No pun intended. It's just not working out. Somehow liberals and progressives manage to cope with some realities, but they go ballistic with others. They cope well with things that seem to have to, you know, very highly paid sports figures in sport. It's okay if that is it seems to be dominated by that one race. And it's okay if you are a classically trained musician, if that one is dominated by another race, that's okay. They accept the complete absence of women in the NFL and the NBA. They even accept geographical disparities. Not a single player in the NHL's history can boast of having been born and raised in Hawaii, Louisiana, or Mississippi. Now, the reality that they go ballistic on is the reality that we are not all equally intelligent. There are many more male geniuses than female, and the median male IQ is higher. Liberals might argue bias in the testing, Men are taller on average than women. If they don't like that, would they accuse the height measuring device of being biased? What they need to learn is that despite their arrogance, they do not have the power to alter reality. That's the problem. Reality is always there. It's always present. Notice that I couldn't care less who dominates anything, to be honest with you. Really, truly, I couldn't. It all comes down to what you want to do, I guess, right? I mean, if you have any degree of athleticism to you, I would submit to you that if you practice hard enough at any one sport, you probably get pretty good at it. You might even get exceptional at it. One thing that I noticed that nobody ever explained to me when I was the only sport that I wanted to play when I was in the military was volleyball. And I tried out for the post volleyball team and I made it, and then I tried out for the All Army Europe volleyball team and I sort of made it. I never actually played in a game, but I was on the roster. And everybody that I played with, every one of my teammates was Samoan. Now, it wasn't because I was good as a Caucasian, it's because I tried out primarily and I had a decent amount of skill. But I didn't see any of the Caucasians or Black Americans or South Koreans or anything else trying out for that at all. And I never sat back and said, this is messed up that the Samoans are dominating this sport in the Army. It was a sport they enjoyed. So they got on it and they started doing it. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, Obama is going out in a blaze of self-interest as he's headed out the door. Everybody sees it. Everybody knows it.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, we are going to get on to Obama if we got time left in it, but I wanted to share this little nugget with you. Tucker Carlson, who I think should be replacing Megyn Kelly altogether now that she's gone, thankfully. I don't think Fox News lost anything with her going away. He had Josh Horowitz of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence on his show, and as he does with everybody, he hammered him. Here's a little bit for you. Let me make sure I got everything turned up. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Here's a little bit for you from that. If it'll play. Don't give me that. All right, let me reload that and see if it'll play this time. Let's try that. There we go.
Mr. The authorities, the only point is, you're, for example, I go onto your website and you say one of the big problems is assault rifles. So of the 762 murders in Chicago, how many were committed with assault rifles?
Well, I don't know that's from my website, but let me tell you.
Well, yeah, it is. I have it right here.
So let me explain to you about assault weapons. Assault weapons make killing more lethal, okay? So what we have in that situation is assault weapons have more deaths per shooting. They don't necessarily cause more shootings. But when you use an assault weapon in a crime, you end up with more people dead.
In Chicago, there are 762 murders last year. How many were committed with so-called assault weapons?
But you know what? That's a small issue.
Well, what's the answer?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you run a gun control group. I mean, and you're pushing for right here, semi-automatic, military-style firearms designed for one person to kill people. Right. So we have the city with one of the highest murder rates in the country. Right. And how many were committed with assault weapons?
But I think the bigger question is, how many guns were trafficked without background checks? That's what I spend my day working on. I want to figure out, how do we...
Yeah. Josh Horowitz is the executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. And three times he came up empty when he was asked questions about assault weapons by Mr. Carlson. Tucker Carlson knows his stuff when it comes to air with to guns, period. And he pointed out a bunch of this stuff to him. And I just found that entertaining. He finally said this, but he said assault weapons make killing more lethal. Now, that made me scratch my head. If you're dead, how much more lethal can it get? They make killing more lethal. And then he goes on to say more deaths per shootings and everything else. And that is that's really not the case. That is really not the case. In Sandy Hook, where we know he used an AR, okay, it has more to do with time. It has more to do with time. Across the board, if you have an active shooter, he's going to be shooting somebody every 20 seconds, no matter what he's taking in there. No matter what he's taking in there. Virginia Tech was done, more deaths at Virginia Tech done with two handguns. Adam Lanza had an AR and two handguns. Virginia Tech shooter, he had two handguns. So, it's always interesting to see a gun controller get twisted into knots, especially by a skilled practitioner like Tucker Carlson. Now, on his way out the door, Barack Obama's been trying on a bunch of his different costumes, and the most ill-fitting for Barack Obama is that of a hawk. When he puts that on, it just doesn't look right. It looks like that picture of him shooting at skeet, but he's shooting straight along, you know, parallel to the ground where skeet is not actually, the clay pigeons don't actually go. And it doesn't work for all sorts of ideological and historical reasons. Plus, there's the fact that he's rushing to put on the outfit as he's heading out the door. And this is all about these new sanctions against Russia. On their merits, they're okay. They are remarkably tardy, and they're being sold in no small part for domestic political reasons. Putin is a spy. He's a spook. And what he does is he undermines any country that he feels is against the interests of his country. That's what he does. And he has been working at undermining our interests for a long time now, because he is the leader of Russia, and that's what he should be doing. He is, he's a survivor of the KGB, the FSB, any of the other Bs that are out there. He's overseeing the annexation of Crimea, the shadow war in Ukraine. He supports Assad in Syria. We don't. Putin has given the Obama administration every excuse to punch back. But until last week, Obama's response has been to offer various and sundry diplomatic off-ramps. And a little bit of a tongue lashing here and there, which is nothing. Talking tough is nothing. General dovishness combined with the single-minded pursuit of a deal with Iran led Obama to insist that we should avoid provoking Russia. A satirist who goes by the moniker Iowa Hawk cut to the chase on Twitter. He said, Russia invades Crimea? Oh, well. Russia shoots down airliner. Mistakes happen. John Podesta falls for the phishing scam. We need to restart the Cold War. Obama's Volta face should be seen in the larger context of his last-minute legacy padding and his widely alleged desire to box in his successor. He's preparing to spend the next few decades as a celebrity in the liberal circles, as the last, one of the last Democratic presidents, perhaps. Creating national monuments in Utah and Nevada, banning offshore oil drilling in the Arctic and the Northeast, deleting the database of Muslim men in the Department of Homeland Security. All those things will earn him toasts when he goes to the right parties. And despite a remarkable lack of evidence that the Russians hacked the election, as opposed to their more obvious complicity in the WikiLeaks shenanigans, the conviction that Hillary Clinton lost because of Putin's skullduggery is rapidly gelling into liberal conventional wisdom, although nobody else is talking about it. And those sanctions give Obama yet another useful talking point in retirement. And they're also having the desired effect on the Trump team. I know you're not signed into the Comrex, but we got a call coming in if you want to go get that. They're also having the desired effect on that team, which is, for obvious reasons, hates any suggestion that Donald's election was less than legitimate. But will they actually box him in? It doesn't seem very likely. And Putin is not taking the bait, preferring to run out the clock on the Obama presidency. When Trump is sworn in 3 weeks from now, he will have more leverage over Putin thanks to Obama's Bad Cop Act. And it will be politically tricky to lift sanctions immediately upon taking office. And Trump has long vowed to improve relations with Russia. He was doing that before all of this came to light. Putin knows that. Putin asked Fareed Zakaria. Why would that not be a bad thing? Fareed, of course, did not have an answer for that one. Similar dynamic as it played with Obama's maneuver at the UN Security Council. It will please some leftists on the party circuit, but not all of them. But it's a political gift to the two politicians that Obama detests the most, Netanyahu and Donald Trump. So for almost 8 years, he's argued domestically that Israel's deteriorating relationship isn't his fault, but Obama's. And Obama has settled that argument. There you go. Let me type this real quick. Since you didn't hear me. Anyway. Oh, there we go. I don't know if we got 50 seconds. Let's see if I can. Probably not. In any event, Obama's the gift that keeps on giving. Without a doubt. And he'll get a lot of toasts. He'll get all kinds of things, but I don't think he's going to box in Trump. Coming up next, it is the world according to Second Call Defense. My guest will be Sean Maloney. He's been gone for a week. I was gone for a week, so we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.